Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never
want it out
unless I'm about to black, and I could never forgive my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back.
Oh, I'm all alone, I'm sorry, y'all.
Protect it, respect it, and never, never neglect it. Never, never, never,
never, never.
Rage.
Oh, rage.
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 bloodstorm. Let us leave them frying in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Seattle putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I ultra nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steelo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to you in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll over that chicken shit to plucking. You're stuck in, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your tooth. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like beavers. No bogus, I'm the dopest, lyrically the locust. What? It's so copacetic, I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn,
get
this shit,
right? I take a puff and I blow out like Moby. Running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, yeah. Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slam into the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blown away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn. Yes, I still rock.
I got a partner who been gone, but we never
A young nigga in the hood I grew up in, fighting the battle in the system that no one wins. And all these niggas go for bad when they lose friends, getting the top of the top, all the loose ends. My homeboy lost his sister in a car wreck. He's still alive, but through her eyes he just saw death. And when he came, he was violent. And when he left, she was silent. No other way left to describe it. You telling niggas keep their heads up, you fool you. When they killing niggas like they do,
that ain't no motherfucking body fighting back.
Cock it back and shoot.
Lock it low, standing at the end of the road. Block it slow, you motherfuckers reap what you sow. Lock it low, ain't nobody leaving the line. At the end of the line, we gotta die. That's why we take it high for an eye and a tooth for tooth. Do the bitches like they do a cock it back and shoot. Lock it low, standing at the end of the road. Robbing loot, you ride for me, I ride for you.
And when you pop them motherfuckers, you pop them bitches till they stop bleed. I'm coming through and my Glock leaves. Motherfucking mama, stop grieving, cause we not leaving until she know how it feels to lose a loved one. Motherfucker, redneck, rape.
Fuck that nigga, let's slug one, nigga.
Tie that bitch by his ankles to the back of a truck. Drag his ass till his body parts rip the fuck up. Lock and load, standing at the end of the road. Lock and blow, you motherfuckers reap what you sow. Lock the door, ain't nobody leaving the line. At the end of the line, we gotta die. That's why I'm keeping my peace of mind. Poverty structure to destroy everything.
Never just tripped and pitch it. I just looked at the whole situation, cause once you look at it, you know,
really do.
They don't give a fuck about us. Thug is
black like me till you snap like me. When these devils try to plot, trap out young black seeds. Look at coppers, spooky, it's the niggas they chasing, looking for gold mines. I pop a figures as bakers, I'm saying expect Illuminati, take my body to sleep. Niggas at the party with they bodies, just as rowdy as me. Before I pack computer chips, I gotta deal with brothers flipping. I don't see no devils bleeding, only black blood dripping. We can change, what your mouth say? I'm watching niggas broke their lives out without pay. Whatever it takes to switch places with the busters on top. I'm busting shots, make the world stop. They don't give a fuck about us.
If I
need
to ride, fuck it, just okay, I'll die. Nobody gives a fuck about us. When I'm about to rise, are you gonna be killed, just rise. Now they give a fuck about us. If I need to ride, fuck it, just okay, I'll die. Nobody gives a fuck.
It's the morning after and now all the laughter is gone. Time to reflect on what you did cause they say you wrong. I'm sure you have your reasons, dog, I don't doubt you. See the simple fact of the matter is they don't give a fuck about you or them 5 miles you forced to be, not including yourself. All you want is wealth, they perceive it as greed. So as you load it up, that Mac and continue to bust your mama's on paper, thinking they don't give a fuck about us.
Made it clearer, hating the picture in the mirror, they claim we inferior. So why the fuck these devils fear you? I'm watching my nation die, genocide, the cause, expect the bloodbath. The aftermath is yours. I told you last album, we need help cause we dying. Give us a chance, help us advance cause we try. Ignore my whole plea, watching us in disgust. And then they beg with my guns, but they don't give a fuck about us. Now if I choose to ride, look into the day I die. Nobody gives a fuck about us. But when I start to rise, a hero in their children rise. Now they give a fuck about us. If I choose to ride, look into the day I die. Nobody gives a fuck about us. But when I start to rise, a hero in their children rise.
Now all my homies got love for me. Damn. Down to catch a slug for me. Guaranteed to bleed deeply. Now that's love. Shit, nobody else would give a fuck if I'm throw down from the flow down. 6 feet deep in the cut. What the fuck? Don't win. Boom. How long will I be mourned when I'm going same song? Ain't give a fuck all along. And who am I to blame them? Just doing time through the rain. Since they don't give a fuck, I don't feel what I'm saying.
Now some niggas die but multiply doubles. Wrapped in plastic or closed casket for our troubles. Present times be busted like bubbles. With the police, this nation be sent here to run you. Not looking but this crooked world is plumb spots. Grew up on the other side of perfect. A life of hurting mass, the hustle is soon dying certain. So I spend your time poor and working. I see no reason, so I think all the seeds in the season. Why you stop thinking that they kill
me? While my world is in peace, my nigga, you're lying. All my niggas long gone, buried in the dirt just for trying. Sometimes I think my block is dying, and that is awful. To wake up to another day, shit ain't changed, that's awful. I wake up sweating, dreaming, coughing, seeing me upside down, backwards, head twisted while I'm laying in the coffin. The shit comes around so often, so tell me something before I take it out on the world and get the dumping. Nigga, I'll be sober, if I ain't going through the struggle. I'm doing the same thing you did at my age, and that's hustling on the edge of straight busting. But since you don't give a fuck, I'm just wanting, I'ma drink my hand and see like it ain't nothing.
Change, change, change. You hear niggas say, things are changing, things nigga things into black nigga things. Black nigga things that go through all kinds of changes. The change in the day that makes it rant and rave. Black power, and the change that comes over them at night as they sigh and moan. Light side, ooh, light side. Niggas always going through bullshit change, but when it comes for real change, niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are actors. Niggas are actors. Niggas act like they're in a hurry to catch the first act of the great white hope. Niggas try to act like Malcolm, and when a white man doesn't react toward them like he did Malcolm, niggas wanna act violently. Niggas act so cool and slick, causing white people to say, what makes you niggas act like that? Niggas act like you ain't never seen nobody act before. But when it comes to acting out revolution, niggas say, I can't dig them actions. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are very untogether people. Niggas talk about getting high and riding around in L. Niggas to get high and ride to hell. Niggas talk about pimping, pimping that, pimping what? Pimping yours, pimping mine. Just to be pimping is a hell of a line. Niggas are very untogether people. Niggas talk about your mind, talk about my mind stronger than yours. I got that bitch's mind uptight. Niggas don't know a damn thing about the mind, but they'd be right. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas fuck. Niggas fuck, fuck, fuck. Niggas love the word fuck. They've been there so fucking cute. They fuck you around. The first thing they say when they're mad is fuck it. You play a little too much with them, they say fuck you. When it's time at TCB, niggas are somewhere fucking. Try to be nice to them, they fuck over you. Niggas don't realize while they're doing all this fucking, they're getting fucked around. But when they do realize, it's too late. So niggas just get fucked up. Niggas talk about fucking, fucking that, fucking this, fucking yours, fucking my sis, not knowing what they're fucking for. Ain't fucking for love and appreciation, just fucking to be fucking. Niggas fuck white thighs, black thighs, yellow thighs, brown thighs. Niggas fuck ankles when they went out of size. Niggas fuck Charlie, Linda, and Sue. And if you don't watch out, niggas will fuck you. Niggas will fuck fuck if it could be fuck. But when it comes to fucking for revolutionary causes, niggas say fuck revolution. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are players. Niggas are players, are players. Niggas play football, baseball, and basketball while the white man is cutting off their balls. When a niggas play ain't tight enough to play with some black thighs, niggas play with white thighs to see if they still have some play left. And when ain't no white thighs to play with, niggas play with themselves. Niggas tell you they're ready to be liberated, but when you say, let's go take our liberation, niggas reply, I was just playing. Niggas are playing with revolution and losing. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas do a lot of shooting. Niggas do a lot of shooting. Niggas shoot off at the mouth. Niggas shoot blue. Niggas shoot traps. Niggas cut around the corners and shoot down the streets. Niggas shoot sharp branches at white women. Niggas shoot dope until they arm. Niggas shoot guns and rifles on New Year's Eve. A new year is shadows coming in. But white police would do more shooting at them. Where are niggas when the revolution needs some shots? Yeah, you know, niggas are somewhere shooting this shit. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are lovers. Niggas are lovers, are lovers. Niggas love to see Clark Gable make love to Marilyn Monroe. Niggas love to see Taj and fuck over Native. Niggas love to hit a Lone Ranger, yeah. Hi-ho, Silver. Niggas love commercials. Niggas love commercials. Oh, how niggas love commercials. You can take niggas out of the country, but you can't take the country out of niggas. Niggas are lovers, are lovers, are lovers. Niggas love to hear Malcolm rap, but they didn't love Malcolm. Niggas love everything but themselves. But I'm a lover too. Yep, I'm a lover too. I love niggas, I love niggas, I love niggas. Because niggas are me, and I should only love that which is me. I love to see niggas go through changes, love to see niggas act, love to see niggas make them plays and shoot this shit. But there's one thing about niggas I do not love. Niggas are scared of revolution.
Child, I tried to ease the pain. Some of the God's will. She said she felt the same. It's funny how the sun will up and bow the rain, as if the clouds couldn't stand to see me outside the game. Wrote a rhyme that was kind with some vision to it. Bottom line, it might expand your mind if you listen to it. Too much shine can dull the soul. If you feel how I feel, then I'll rap some more. How can the devil take my brother if he's close to me? When he was everything I wasn't, but I hope to be. I get a little honest and I ask myself, if the time come, will you save me if I ask for help? Send my mind on a journey to the outermost, to document what it had seen and see me the notes. And ask Kurt Cobain why, cause I need to know. He stopped when he had such a long way to go. I saw love in the eyes of a perfect stranger. She overlooked my caring heart in search of a gangster. Will we ever be together? Only time will tell. She called my phone and talked to me as the hours swell. I put my problems in a box beside my tightest rhymes, under lock and key, buried deep off in my mind. And when it gets too full and I can't close the lid, I spaz on my family and my closest friends. Trade my materials for a peace of mind. I'm so close to heaven, hell, I just need some time. Who cares about life and the highs and lows? Maybe I should write another song about pimps and hoes. Cars and clothes, idle guards, golden calves, Louis scars. I do this for the love and it's free of charge. I don't need jail to be behind bars. This is purely art. In my grandma's household, this was surely taught. Don't be naive, yeah, these times is hard. In the midst of all the glamour, I hope you find God. I never wish to be the burden bearer, but souls need saving, and it's now or never. Shock value's all they wanna see. It's us against them, and it's just you and me. Trying to take heed what I say in my songs. Forgive me if I ever, ever steered you wrong. Most people stop for signs, but I've driven through it. If it don't touch my soul, then I can't listen to it. The radio don't play the shit I used to love. Or maybe I'm just growing up. I never seen a star on a red rug. If I wanna see stars, I just look above. To the heavens.
Dying so long, so I'll be stronger for you. I know you've been dying so long, cause I've been down too. Yes, I understand what you're going through.
Live and direct, Brother Jim.
Ready to roll. You good?
Yeah. Okay. Heads up, eyes open, the fist clench. Y'all know what this is. Now we do this here. Let's get locked and loaded for another episode of Free 'Em All Radio, live and direct intellectual radio. Weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and Robert Alley, a.k.a. the Lady Rays. Get locked and loaded in the spirit of making history, taking history, and taping history, y'all. That's what it is, y'all. We're going to get right on into it. First of all, let me say I'm self-critical for coming in a little late, but we say, as we say, quality time outweighs quantity time. Again, quality time outweighs quantity time. You dig? We're out there in our office dealing with a few situations. I've been moving and grooving. Got some updates for y'all. I just come back from in abroad. We'll talk about that. I tried to go visit some prisoners outside the country, and it was kind of therapeutic as well as traumatizing, you know, so just coming in on that prison visit outside the country. We're going to talk about that also. I mean, I need some help. I'm moving so fast. I know we're supposed to make sure I get his brother's name correctly. The whole politics of football, politics of sports. In fact, we say everything is politic, political. I think the brother named DeMar Hamlin, the brother, I think for the Bills, Buffalo Bills, supposed to be recovering well. But still, we want to, you know, again, we want to talk about the politics of that, you know what I'm saying? The response from the commentator, Skip Bayless and others, you know what I'm saying, the coldness of capitalism. You know, see how it impacts everything, including other sports, music, and our everyday lives. You know, and I was, what other subject matter do we have on now? But I know definitely, I know there's some people that's on deck that's waiting to call in, or have probably already called in. Just I think it was a month, not that long ago. We announced the transition of a brother close to my heart, close to a lot of people's heart, G. Floyd Pettis. It passed, transition, you dig, and the connection to that family, you know what I'm saying, not only with me, but a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, and the respective community that I grew up in, that I came up in, and his younger sibling, I think, if I'm correct, Sean, maybe she may have been the youngest, I'm not sure, and dog, and again, the whole Mama Pettis, I mean, this is one of those families that you talk about, like similar to, like, in kind of in a similar spirit, like you see me put up different posts about people, and I say, this one, a community couple, these one of these, when I say that, community couple is something that we reference, those couples that, you know, everybody, I think those couples that the people will get more disheartened or heartbroken if they broke up. And say, you know, you can reference them. And then there are those families that we grew up in, you know, that you'll say, you know, man, Mama Pettis, Mama, you know what I'm saying? Or like even, and we even honored in regards to Mother Comrade, you know what I'm saying? In regards even as growing up, the moms, you know what I'm saying? And Pettis family, again, Tyrone Pettis, who case we've been talking about quite some time, too. In fact, for Floyd and Taz, we was pushing hard by, you know what I'm saying, on his case, you know what I'm saying, for clemency. We've been pushing for that, on you know, while we have the attention on this. We want to really, you know, still keep our foot on the gas pedal in regards to his, him being released. But the impact of this latest contradiction now, and then the murder of Floyd's dog, their niece Sean's daughter. I don't know the father's name offhand, but it's a case in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Again, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And I'm sure many of you probably, you know, it's not been a lot of the press that it should have been given, but we clear that, you know what I'm saying? Like, people say, how do you know what's how we know? I know that I lost my volume on this Instagram. I know I have. Oh, man. Let me come out to Instagram and come right back on y'all. Forgive me. I know when that phone call, the volume goes out. Bear with me, y'all. I'm coming right back on Instagram. Okay, y'all bear with me 1 second. Y'all bear with me 1 second. Let me get this out of the way. calling number, my brother, 929.
Don't worry about it, sis.
Just come right on the stairs. I'm in the studio. We on the air right now. Don't worry about it. We on the air. Don't worry about it. All right, we on the air.
Okay.
All right. Okay, where you at? Instagram. Okay, where you at? Okay. Nine two nine four seven seven three seven eight five. And press 1 to get in queue. Y'all forgive me. We were talking about cakes. Back up a little bit. So we all of y'all face on Instagram. Devonna Walker, the niece. Well, I mentioned Floyd, Adal, Ty, and daughter of Sean in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I want y'all, you know, saying while I'm talking about this here, Google what limited press you can find on this case. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I can't say her age right offhand. She has 3 children. I'm just trying to get like a little bio on who this is. And the complex that she stays in. Well, first of all, let me preface. You know what I'm saying? Again, some background history. And I said that you probably haven't heard about this with the press. For a reason. Everything's political, even how the press covers or does not cover situations in our community. In fact, ironically, someone mentioned to me recently, he said, well, Chairman, how do you know, okay, you're talking about automatically this individual has said a case in Virginia, at the school in Virginia, where the 6-year-old child shot the teacher. And a person has said to me automatically, they say, man, you know, we study killing each other. And I said, it's interesting that your thoughts, your first thought that it's a black person. You know, and if people be honest with themselves, they have done such a job on us that as soon as we hear certain situations, automatically, you know, I talk about Chicago, a.k.a. Chirac in particular. When you hear about the crime, you know, you'll say automatically, there's no thought about the cartel's presence here. You feel what I'm saying? And, you know, the trickle-down, also we're going to speak about what's happening in Mexico right now, too, with the quote-unquote coincidental timing of the locking up of El Chapo's son the second time, which they may claim he escaped again through a tunnel. This is his son. Yeah, this is El Chapo's son. Right before U.S. President Biden comes to Mexico, they lock him up again. We'll talk about that in a minute also. But this case in Virginia, I was saying, they said, how do you, I said, it's interesting your first thought is a black person. And the individual said, why do you don't think it's a black child? I said, have you seen any photographs of this child or this child's parents? He said, no. I said, okay. You can best believe the history of the media, the plastering of our faces, you know what I'm saying, with just the accusation of a crime, not the conviction, just the accusation. And you know what I'm saying, you found out the whole lineage. So when dynamics happened with us, in fact, there was a case in D.C. recently where a young child was just murdered, shot. And they say he was shot because the individuals say that they thought he was breaking into cars. I think it was a 13-year-old child. And and the community is in uproar. This is in D.C. And the community is in uproar because they have not, no one has been, they not only no one has been charged, but they have not even seen the person said that they're responsible. They killed this young brother because he's breaking the cars. There wasn't no investigation. The odds are this is either my first response, this is a white person. Second response being D.C., which is, you cannot negate the class contradiction up there, you know what I'm saying? So someone that's connected, you know what I'm saying? So these certain dynamics you got to take into account. Neocolonialism, you know what I'm saying? Black faces in high places. So this is a D.C. a case. Now, ride with me to Iowa, to Cedar Rapids, Iowa. With his young sister. You know what I'm saying? And there's going to be more and more coming out. But this young sister, who, you know what I'm saying, who they say was an altercation with a neighbor and with a person also in the complex, and with her and another individual, a white lady, a white female around her age, and they had some words, some tussle what happened. Her husband, the white woman's husband, gets involved in and literally stabs her. This is the word, you know, stabs Devonna, stabs her to death, and you can look in the timing, and it's the time that she was left out there. They said that the white people commit people's house. That dog was brought out there. You can see. They said a dog was like going around out the sister's body. No ambulance or nothing. You know, so she left out there literally to die. This is just the reports we've given already. I'm flashing back to a situation in was it Compton? Got this young brother's name, where the police had shot him 20 some times, and they shot the dog, and the helicopter came down and took the dog and left his body laying there. I think back in New Orleans, Louisiana, you know what I'm saying, and other places, in response to Hurricane America, a lot of people call Hurricane Katrina. And I think back to how you've seen the images of black people, you know what I'm saying, literally on makeshift rafts, refrigerators floating in water. But there were buses, clean buses with golden retriever dogs, you know what I'm saying, being rescued up out of there. Black people being locked up for liberating food by the stores, you know what I'm saying? And back to the home base, this case of in Iowa, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And people say, well, maybe they're doing an investigation to find out who did it. It's not a question of who done it. And they said the individual was taken in and released like that. I'm talking about many of us who are familiar with the legal judicial system, the whole process about, you know, the state attorney is going to indict you or not, the process of waiting, you know, in the jail station. They say this was an in and out, like quicker than the bank robbery. In and out. If the person was even, we're not even sure the person was even handcuffed. You know what I'm saying? The white individual. Oh, I dare not negate several community residents, you know, acknowledged she was called nigger and a whole bunch of stuff. I'm telling you, well, she laying on the ground. And this is a secret. So I want y'all to Google this, you know what I'm saying, while I'm talking about this here. And we're going to be getting some contact numbers, you know what I'm saying, to really bring some attention to this here. You know what I'm saying? Again, a lot of people like to, you know, it'll be easier or more simplistic to devalue it to just, you know, simple race relations, like, you know, where black people, white people get along. But the core question, we're talking about power. Trayvon Martin with the case of George Zimmerman. What instilled, what gave him the backing, the kahunas, to feel comfortable as he did? You know what I'm saying? In the residential home he was in, to move as he did, you know what I'm saying? With the arrogance and the boldness with Trayvon Martin. This is the politics we're talking about, you know what I'm saying? So we're talking about the race contradiction. It's not just simplistic or we just have to get along together, so on and so forth. We talk about the politics is food, clothing, and shelter. I mean, basically, if you live or die, how you live or die, how your life is viewed, what music is allowed to be so pumped into you. What you know what I'm saying? How, you heard me on a number of occasions say that black people in particular are treated as the Rodney Dangerfields of all races. And for those of the younger generation, there was a comedian, a white comedian that was known for making this joke saying, I don't get no respect. There are dynamics that you pull with the black community that you can pull in other communities. In fact, you just seen even a reality check that hip-hop artist, rap artist, Meek Mill, when he made a trip abroad at home in Africa, with the video, he's in the presidential palace in Ghana. And the video, so they had the lyrics and stuff, and he made the mistake of thinking that, you know, he's just dealing with us, you know what I'm saying? As we know in our community, you can pump all the slop you want to, you can do all the videos, I think about this video that Puffy Combs did, one song he did, and he asked the children, where y'all at? They said, we at Harriet Tubman School. What y'all want to do when y'all grow up? We want to be some Pimp Daddy Max. The sacrilege to our struggle that you can pull on, you seen what happened. You seen the response where, you know, some of these rappers even mentioned, Whoopi Goldberg even mentioned other communities. Not, let alone disrespect them. You know what I'm saying? And I respect our people at home that could say, hold on, call a question. You know what I'm saying? You have to address that. You know what I'm saying? And it's right. And people say, well, a lot of times, well, our community people say, well, you know, we defend the Black Panther Party legacy. People say, well, Chairman, a lot of people don't know. There's a dynamic that you say, wait a minute. A certain amount of respect. Regardless, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got, you know what I'm saying? I come up in an era of time where, you know what I'm saying, whether you knew why your mother wanted you in at 9 o'clock, or did you know why you didn't pose to talk back to her? Like I tell you, you hear about, in fact, some basketball player, I forgot his name, just got a case recently where his daughter had responded to his mother, to her grandmother, just by saying what? Yeah. In the black community, but there are certain, see, there are certain dynamics that, you know, there are certain different cultures. It's not racist, it's realist. That your culture, the ecosystem, it sets up, you know, saying what's respectful and disrespectful. A lot of people come in on the basis of even being black. You know, again, we draw the foregone conclusions because somebody has some black skin. They say, well, there's no monolithic definition of being black. Oh, there's a definition. There are certain dynamics, you know what I'm saying? That's how we relate to each other. And if you come in confused, as Flip Wilson has said, comedian Flip Wilson, he said that when he made his first $1 million, he knew he wasn't a nigga no more, but he didn't know what he was. You follow what I'm saying? I made reference to the phenomenal couple of Courtney B. Vance and Angela Bassett, who just recently, that's another one of these challenges that, you know, so even we talk about TikTok and these different social media platforms, it's political. Where you look in China, where TikTok was created, go pull up in China what their children see, their discussion, how to build things, technology, all this. When you look on the TikTok, that's targeted to our communities. All these different, you know what I'm saying, constantly, you know what I'm saying, naked women and men, you know what I'm saying, it impacts you. And there was a challenge recently where white children in particular were talking about telling your parents that their favorite actor just died and get their response. We deal with death differently. Oh, that's rape. No, that's real. And it's not. And it's not. See, they have us to the point that we are fearful or feel bad to even acknowledge the contradiction. You know what I'm saying? Even within our community, there's a class contradiction how we deal with different dynamics. You know what I'm saying? And so in the white community, so it became such a phenomenon. And this is no slight on the. So according to B. Vance, Angela Bassett, their son had said something about engaged in the challenge and said Michael B. Jordan had passed, and you've seen the response from them. But however, within a 30-minute time span, I think it was, you seen a response immediately from the deal with that contradiction. Their child that came out and said, "Hey, I'm sorry, I apologize." He said to the Michael B. Jordan family, you know what I'm saying? The deal is, this is not comical. It's a certain thing, you know what I'm saying? And how you joke with your people is impacts you. I recall watching an interview with Jerry Springer, was being interviewed by William Shatner. And Jerry Springer has said something to the fact that he said his grandmother was in Nazi Germany. His grandmother told him that prior to the gas chambers, Fuhrer Adolf Hitler and propaganda minister Grove and others, they had a propaganda campaign that did comedy and jokes about their people in the gas chambers. And they started to make a joke, and they started to take it lightly. And he said that softened the blow. So when they came to the gas chambers, things were comedic. And Jerry Springer had said, his grandmother told him, you always be careful how people talk, make jokes about your community. I said, well, imagine that. You always be careful how people make jokes about your community. You know what I'm saying? So, again, everything's political. We talk about a lot of things here on Free My Radio, y'all. We're going to want y'all to call in. We talking about addressing this contradiction. We want some family members to call in. What's happening? Who is this sister? She got three children. This is in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, y'all. So we live in the record Free MR Radio. My brother Norman Rich in Canada, remind me again. You just point. I want you to call you to give some historical markers. I know one, January 17th is coming up. Deputy Minister of Defense, our Apprentice Bunchy Carter, was assassinated along with Deputy Minister of Education John Huggins on UCLA campus. Long live. And also, what else? Some other dates abroad. Patrice Lumumba. Keto, this historical dates in January, you know what I'm saying? And we need to know these dates like bam, like, I mean, automatic, you know what I'm saying? And 1961, Patrice Lumumba was assassinated by the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency. Yeah, Patrice Lumumba. All
right,
Free Monster, comrade.
We have Brother Norman on the line. Free Monster.
Right on, Brother Norman. Welcome to Free Monster Radio, Brother Norman. My brother.
How you doing? Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, my brother.
You know something, in 1963, you're going to talk about that DeMar Hamlin thing. There was a brother by the name of Stone Johnson who was going to Grambling University when I met him. And he was murdered. Well, I shouldn't say he was killed. He went to the Olympics and he ran in the Olympics, the 1960 Olympics. And I think the Americans won the relay, but they messed up on the baton pass. And I think he might have taken third in the 200 meters. Well, anyway, this brother was playing with the Kansas City Chiefs in September of 1963. He was punt returner. He got hit, and he died 9 days later. And he was Stone Edward Johnson, born in Dallas, Texas. But he went to school at Grambling, Louisiana. I wanted to remind the listeners of that particular situation. And I stood on the field at Grambling University. I was introduced to him by my uncle Milton Kelly and Coach Eddie Robinson. We were standing on the standing on the football field at Grambling, and they introduced him. Say, we wanted you to meet Stone Johnson. And I was 14 years old at the time. I said, I know Stone Johnson. I saw him in the Olympics. And, I was like, 14 years old. I was like, goo goo gaga. You know what I mean? It's like Stone Johnson. This is like, he was almost next to Christ to me in terms of being a sprinter. And I tried to be a sprinter myself, but, I just wanted to convey that story to you.
This is Stone Johnson. Okay, I want familiar with brother. Again, we always appreciate you. Making the connection, and that's imperative. Because a lot of times, we have a reactionary assessment of history. We hear about these cases, whether it be contradictions on the field, and a lot of people are shocked. Like the response from people like Skip Bayless, and they were like, on his brother had the heart. The heart attack. But it really brought the raw nature of capitalism. Skip Bayless and others were like, okay, let the games continue. And you put it in historical context, like your season, Rome, so they would say, man, let the games continue. How they view these, how the machine views these athletes, you know what I'm saying? It's like gladiators, you know what I'm saying? And not to even mention the dynamics, similar to the music industry, other dynamics, the resource, the economic ripple up that goes off, and how, health contradictions, these players and individuals go through, in the politics of it. I think it was Warren Sapp was just talking about this, an interview recently, about just even how they have it set up where they can't even get insurance later on. How difficult it is for them, and they've been really used as car wrecks, like them playing demolition derby with their bodies, throughout this time. And then capitalism, how it sells itself, is the image, whether it be the dope game, the music, or the sports, that we end up chasing it. To get inside this arena, even the sports, you look at the machinery is set up for that, Everything from, our definition of manhood, throwing my first football at your son, so on and so forth. And even the movie industry. I just posted when people ask me, what do you think about the movie? I said, first of all, let's look at the history and the politics of Hollywood. And so you got to come in what you're dealing with. Shirley Temple, I did an interview with Larry King some years back, and she talked to Shirley Temple and said she recalled when she came to the Fox Studios, how, and I forgot this big producer name she mentioned. Her mother had took in there, and her mother was taken to one room, and Shirley Temple at 12 years old was taken to another room. And Shirley Temple, she said at the age of 12, only person she had ever seen naked was herself. And, mind you, we talk about a time where, you put things in context of time, the whole thing about, I know a lot of people say, that's kind of shocking. A 12-year-old child now, seeing someone naked is no surprise. I'm talking about from video games and,
But not back then, right.
Not back then at all. You know, you actually look at some of them old TV shows in the 50s. You can see, like, them Dick Van Dyke shows. Them two beds, you know what I'm saying, separate twin-size beds, you know. It was able to sell their babies to children, their babies literally being delivered by a stork, by a bird, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, this concept was stacked, you know what I'm saying? It was like a foreign concept. And so for Shirley Temple, she say she's 12 years old. She's in the room. Now, mind you, they took her mother to another room. This is Fox Studios. She say that this famous producer name. He comes in, he's naked. This is Shirley Temple saying this. She said he's naked. And she said, but I never seen no one naked other than herself. She laughs. And he becomes irate. He says, get out, get out. She said, in the car, on a ride back with her mother in the car, she says to her mother, you wouldn't believe what happened to me. Her mother responds to her and say, you wouldn't believe what happened to me. You know, so it's important to put these things in context, these contradictions, the history of sports. In fact, soon we heard about this case in Iowa, we're talking about Devon Walker. I immediately, you know what I'm saying? I mean, even the politics of Iowa. Even the politics of Iowa. With the politics of Iowa. Hold on 1 second. So, y'all want to sit in? Who we got? Okay. Two guests. The two y'all coming in. What's happening? The politics of Iowa, it's no coincidence that when you hear about Iowa, you hear about that's the green light, the run for U.S. president in particular. When Obama got the stamp from the Iowa caucus, that was the official seal of approval. Like, okay, you're good to go. You know what I'm saying? And you hear certain cities and certain states, like, okay, you know, when you're in Chicago, there's a certain policy that comes with it. When you hear about Iowa, there's a certain policy that comes with it. And there was certain, similar to Wisconsin, that many people refer to as white-consin. And there was certain benefits that were set up, you know what I'm saying, similar to like in California, certain periods of time, you hear about the gold rush and people migrating to different places. So Iowa, there's a history to this place. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the race contradiction is blatant. And so, I immediately touched down with our advisory board. You know what I'm saying? Man, this may sound subjective. I look at different places in throughout the country, and I study, like, the history, in particular, the Black Panther Party. Well, this is when I look at books. I talk to individuals. I say, how you view the Black Panther Party? It tells me a lot about a person, you know, a lot about a location. And Dr. Charles Knox and others, you know what I'm saying, were in Iowa. You don't look at it geographically. You look at it politically. Because you look at certain places, you say, this is nothing new under the sun. And I reached out to Comrade Stanley Kenny and others, you know what I'm saying, we got some paper, you know, headquarters of the Iowa chapter of the Black Panther Party was literally blew up. I know people hear that term, like, blew up, like, oh, man, what that mean? No, literally. I feel about this dynamic about, you know, bombs being dropped, you know, and dismiss what happened May 13, 1985 on Osage Avenue in Philadelphia. This is the Panther Party headquarters in Iowa. Blew up. And, you know what I'm saying, and they try to say some sort of, I think, gas, combustion, something to the sort, though. But we want to always come through the door, take into account of history, who we dealing with, you follow what I'm saying, and put in historical, political context. So that's what this case right now, our, what make, you know what I'm saying, how they do us in the courtrooms. They say, what's their file? What's their, they say in prison. What's their, let me see that person's jacket. Let me see that person. So we want to look at the jacket. We want to look at the history of Iowa. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people got Des Moines, different places, you know what I'm saying? And the deal is the race relations. I'm using that term kind of loosely, but, you know, what made this individual feel comfortable enough to stab this sister to death? With me, you know what I'm saying? To move as they did, you know what I'm saying? To at least to let the dog loose on her, you know what I'm saying? And to be in and out, you know what I'm saying? What make people feel comfortable to say, you know, falls out on the football field, you know what I'm saying? And the commentators just say, on national TV, say, hey, continue the games. And then later on, just say, yeah, and stand back. How are we viewed as a people? You feel what I'm saying? And this is not an aberration. This is the norm. We have to up the ante, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We want to, soon something happens to one of our, you know what I'm saying, these contradictions, we want to bring light to it and address it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, immediately. Because Asada Shakur said, one of the things about being oppressed, you have to continuously remind yourself to distinguish what's normal and what's abnormal. We cannot get used to being hearing about, you know what I'm saying, our people just get stabbed to death, dogs let loose on them. You know what I'm saying? And we look back at the old footage with the white people, when Dr. King came to Chicago, you know, saying the racist dynamics, used to, oh, that's how bad things used to be. They just found a noose in Gage Park recently, you know what I'm saying, after last week, before that, on the site where they're building the Obama Museum at. So this is all this nonsense about the post-racial society, nothing can be further from the truth, y'all. And again, this politics and these contradictions, it transcends geographical, gender, and generational lines. And I commend, I appreciate you, Brother Norman Richard, for help us put stuff in historical context with that, brother. We live at the record on Free MR Radio. Got a couple of guests who are going to be coming in a minute and just to give us updates on some, I'm not really sure, I think it's with the nephew and his son, some different things they're involved in, just community business. We're talking about that also. But we, in the meantime, between time, we still riding 929-477-3785 and press 1 to get in, y'all. Live in the record, Free My Radio. So, 20 of y'all want to do another brother? Want to sit in? Want to sit in? 20 want to sit in? Okay. Sister Conrad, we got money in queue?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. All the callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Free them all.
Okay. We're right on. Norman Richard, let's see the time. When I got you online, anything else you want to add to it? Because it's always informative, and we appreciate you, brother. Anything else you want to add to us?
You got me still, Chris?
Yes, sir.
I could go on for a long time, but let me let somebody else share the mic and go on.
What's that wire? It's right there, right there. Two seats right there. Yeah. Watch that wire. You two seats right here. Okay, we live on the record, Free MR Radio. Sister Conrad, those who listen in, y'all make sure 929-477-378. One of y'all, yeah, two seats, somebody got, yeah. Those who listen in, 929-477-3785, and you press 1 to be heard. 929-477-3785, and press 1 to be heard. Any of the Pettis family in particular, if y'all listen in, okay, I see my niece online with us, you know what I'm saying? And Perry Michelle and so many others who may not be biologically, the Pettis family is close and hard to so many of us, though. So, y'all, with y'all thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Y'all heard about this case in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, you know what I'm saying? Or even those who know Devonta Sean's daughter, who, you know what I'm saying? Help us give us who she is. And what's going on? What's needed? You know what I'm saying? I don't know if the funeral was set. Right on, niece. We're on Free 'em All, niece. Hey, call in or get someone in the family. Call in. You can even call in. No sound. On what? On the Facebook and Instagram. Okay. My sound is. We lost sound on what?
Anything to even talk about how they were going about their investigation.
What's the background noise? Mute your background noise. Someone on air. And comrade, you said there's no sound. Okay, okay. All right. Okay, Nisa, I need you to call in or someone else to call in. I need to get some personal. To humanize. You know what I'm saying? Because we just want to deal with this. I mean, this news, this clipping, this cold story clipping of a woman stabbed to death in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. You're hearing on Facebook, okay? Right, okay, right on. We good. Right on. When the comrade. I need people to relate. And then, I know there's some funeral expenses and some her children, you know what I'm saying? I heard a mother on a news clip and saying, Sean, I know Sean, and she was saying how she had two sons, and she just had a daughter, and how she wanted a girl, how excited she was. I need that because a lot of times, when it came with our people, there's this stoic, you know what I'm saying, this stoic, callous, cold-hearted, you know what I'm saying, depiction of us, if there's any depiction of us. So I need y'all to call in and help us out so we can humanize the sisters. You know what I'm saying? Are we going to be talking about making a caravan up that way to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, ASAP? There's no funeral arrangements set, but one of our slogans, one of our mantras. Now, we get here on the west side, we riding. We get in California, we riding. We get hit, man, in Stateville, we riding. The people's pain reflects. The people's pain reflects. That hurts. To our sister. So I need y'all to call in, 929-477-3785. 929-477-3785 and press 1. We want to talk about this case, what happened. I know we're still getting different information, but we know, hey, the violence she was stabbed, that we also in the community, that we get calls from all over what's happening. So, again, niece, if you can call somebody in the family, or you call in, help us humanize, you know what I'm saying? So give me a heads up, get somebody in queue, in particular the Petty's family, so we can tell, you know what I'm saying, the need, the importance of this here. So we moving and grooving, y'all. Just some guests came in, want to do this, want to chop it up, free my radio, and you know what I'm saying, give us some updates and stuff they got going on. What's happening, sister, brother? How y'all feel? Introduce yourself, and you know what I'm saying, what's happening with y'all?
I'm Shakar Ism.
Yes, hi. I'm his mother, Kim Rossi. And what we have going on, my son has autism, and he has a special message out there that he wants to share with the world about his background of some autism and everything like that, so he can speak about what he's doing.
Okay, welcome to Freedom Radio.
Thank you for having me on your show. Well, first of all, at 4 years old, I played an instrument by ear. I started singing. See, my mom was into singing, and you can read my I can share my biography. So basically, I grew up in Chicago playing all kinds of different instruments by ear at the age of 4 years old. And I began my music career at 8. And my family tree, specifically on mama's side, was loaded with music. It's loaded with music talent. So, and at 4 years old, I was diagnosed the shot that caused autism. And I struggled to communicate. So my mother and father didn't even know about this until the doctor told them.
And,
yeah, that's what my mama always told me. Thank you, Chairman Fred.
You're welcome. I'm going to say this. We got my brother here. Mother came with his mother. We're going to talk about autism. And we won't draw a foregone conclusion that people even know what autism is. And a lot of times in our community, whether it be, there's a reactionary dismissal, you know what I'm saying, certain things, you know what I'm saying, we have a reactionary assessment, we're not afforded the diagnosis, so on and so forth, as a blanket approach to things, you know what I'm saying, just say, okay, we see, like, even in a lot of schools, you hear about these terms, attention deficit disorder, different terms of what other communities go through it. You have these different medical terms applied to them. And so many of our people, you know what I'm saying, are dismissed and their talents and stuff. So the brother, give me a name again, little brother.
Shakar Ism.
We're going to talk about, you're talking about how he learned to play music by ear. And, you know, I think, like, you know, you have people like, you know, like Louis Armstrong, other people, you know what I'm saying, like people say, they never know how to even read music and, you know, picked up on it, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about that, you know what I'm saying? Right on, come right stand, just talk, okay, right, yes, indeed. And Stefan, autism, and just related birthday to him again also, yes, indeed. And it's something that these assessments, and so many assessments, our communities are deprived of, and, you know, you like we just, in this past, and you have, again, it's so much potential and so much contributions that I missed in our community, you know what I'm saying? We have situations like there's a bad, a good person, so on and so forth. We're going to talk about those different dynamics, you know what I'm saying, and up the ante, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? To start, even when you talk about these, like the Virginia shooting, I knew it was a white community because you heard them saying stuff like the children was taken to get psychiatric help and stuff. We don't get that, you know what I'm saying, in our community, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about all that. Okay, hold on. We're going to tag team. Bear with us. No, just tell her press 1 right now. 929, is she pressing 1? Sister Comrade, Debbie, is this another call in queue? 929-477-3785.
Grandma, can we have caller 504 in queue? Grandma.
Okay, bring them on. But niece, tell Samantha to press 929-477-3785 and press 1. Make sure she press 1. You know what I'm saying? And this is a comrade. Let me know when she come in. Okay, y'all bear with us. We're juggling different subjects right now, so bear with us. You know, so we, y'all, you know how we do it, y'all. We curving. We in the highways and byways. Okay, so where I call in now, but Samantha, tell her, press 1. She calls. You have to press 1 to get in. You have to press 1 to get in. Okay, welcome to Freedom All Radio, caller.
Freedom All, Chairman. Cadillac, New Orleans. How you doing there, brother?
Keeping my head up on this end, my brother. Welcome. Good to hear your voice, brother. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I was calling in because I wanted to elaborate on something, something we had brought up a couple of weeks ago, even though you had been taking a little break. It was about one of the comrades that's going through a lot right now. And just like you say, you know, he liked to ride, and I think quite a few people know him. I'm talking about Brother Chewett, you know. And I know what he's going through. A lot of people, you know, he's not going to more or less talk too much about himself. But, you know, I know just quite a lot about him, you know, because I've been on the lines with him for many, many, many years, you know. We done been on the line with, you know, fought against some of the real big ones, you know, Tom Benson, the governors, and also hung with some of the best, Dick Gregory, Realm Alexander, and right now I know he's distracted. He's got some physical problems, and also he got some financial things going on with him. He matter of fact, the city is trying to take his property, you know, and he's dealing with chemo and things of that nature. So I know there's a lot of people for a lot of needs, but you know, I just wanted to call in so we could try to support the people that we know going to get out there on the line and just like you say, going to ride. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I would like, you know, whenever you get a chance, because I don't have the information, he got a GoFund, you know, because right now there's a possibility he may be homeless real, real soon. And like I'm saying, he's taking chemo. Matter of fact, I spoke with him earlier today while he was at chemo, you know. And it's pretty bogus what the city do, you know. They're trying to take his home in a tax sale, you know. And you know, it's really, really ridiculous with the amount of money he about to lose his home for that he fought so hard for. You know, he got two little girls, a couple of children, and, you know, I just wanted to let him know, you know, he's not going to say too much about it. He just probably talk to you and I and stuff, but we really would like to try to help him. Because this is a soldier, this is a comrade, this is somebody that we definitely need, and, you know, to be out there, man. And, you know, the distraction is not going to help. So, you know, if we can, you know, if anybody can do anything to help, man, we sure would appreciate it, man. That's all I got, Jerry.
Right on. Could you give us? I'm talking about this later on. Yeah, I was out the country last doing some prison visits. I'm talking about that in a minute. I was doing some prison visits out the country. But we here. We said you got. I know the week before last we did a show, And I know the flyer with the GoFundMe, I mean, the Cash App information was on that flyer. I can't recall offhand, but do you know offhand that you can put it out there again? You know offhand?
No, but brother Chewy probably, he probably tuned in with us, you know that. But, you know, maybe hopefully he'll, you know, just come on in and give us the information we need, because I don't even have, you know, have it. But, you know, I've just been trying to spread the word for him. But, you know, hopefully it just come on. He, like I say, he tuned in. He's a listener, I'm sure. You know, so maybe he could come on in and give us that Cash App and stuff like that, whatever information needed, so we could try to support him and do the best we can to keep him, you know, so we can keep him.
No
like,
doubt.
You know, keep him.
If any of our callers that's online with us, too, if they recall last week, if they can repost it right now, and I'll repeat it again, I don't know if it's on a flyer from last week's show. So somebody can find it and repost it. This comrade coordinator, Chewy, that's down there. You know what I'm saying? Mark Clemens, you man, my brother, power to the people, man. This brother, Mark Clemens, who was tortured us on death row. I was just thinking about you earlier today. I was just talking about you earlier today. If we can get that posted, you know what I'm saying? We try to do like, I'm going to pass the cub. I'm trying to do what we call an octopus tactic. We try to do 8 things at one time. We going to do it, though. We going to pull it off. So if people can get that number, that Cash, this comrade, Albert Chewy Clark, did 18 years in Angola. 18 Angola. Y'all Google Angola. And when we go to Louisiana, I be going to New Orleans for Mardi Gras party. This comrade be on the ground getting down. Albert Chewy Clark, you know what I'm saying? So again, I need y'all to make, you know what I'm saying, whatever commitments y'all can. And if they get a birthday coming up on March 13th, we're going to use that as an organizer. He never celebrated his birthday. He's going to be 70 years old. There was some major health issues. We're going to try to get a ride down there to New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? I want to call on people down there in particular. I'm going to call my man B. Mike, the artist, and some other people so we can help, you know what I'm saying, put some support. Do we got anything concrete and standing like about how much you need for this, or just for lawyers? Cadillac, is there anything that we can put out, you know?
I promise you, I'm gonna see about next week. I'm gonna have all of that, but I just wanted to put it out.
Okay.
That, you know, I just want the people to know too that Chewy and Swahili means panther. You know, so you know, Chewy been on the front line for a long time. We used to call him Panther Al, but when he went to the pen,
Panther Al,
and they used to do these. We had free breakfast programs. You know, just a few blocks from the house and stuff. You know, so. You know, that was his name coming up. That was his nickname, Panther Al, you know. So he's a soldier, man. He's a comrade. He's a fighter, man. We need him, bro. You know that.
He is truly that, man. Yeah. He done put he got dirt up under his, not on his fingernails, but up under his claws, you know what I'm saying? You know, the Cubs are fortunate to have him. We love him. So, again, get that information to ASAP. We want to flood and repost it. If anybody, while we're on air, can go back and look at that old flyer from the week before last. I think we had the Cash App on that flyer, if I'm correct. And repost it up so we can get that out there, man. Right on, Cadillac. We appreciate you, man.
Free them all.
Again, we need support on Comrade Chewy. Bring Samantha. I think she's online also. Press 1. Is he in, Comrade? Is Samantha online?
No, free them all, Brother Chairman. Not in queue as of yet. Just a moment, maybe. Just a moment.
They say she online. What is Mark Clemens?
I'm here. Call 773.
Okay.
Free them all.
Okay. Right on. Mark Clemens, give me 1 minute. Okay. Samantha, welcome to Free Them All Radio.
Yes.
First and foremost, our condolences. First and foremost, our condolences.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? We here, you know what I'm saying, to you and the entire family, you know what I'm saying? So we want to open up the, you know what I'm saying? I touched on briefly what's happening, but you can't just, I mean, just don't take for granted we know anything about this case, you know what I'm saying? And that's, somebody tell Teal, call in on radio. I'm on the radio. Teal, call in right now on the radio station. Somebody call Teal from the time I say call the radio station. I'm on air right now. Y'all see me on Instagram? Let me know. I might get to restart the phone because when you call, I lose my volume. Let me know if y'all see me on Instagram. Oh, okay, my fault. Samantha, so if you can, don't give us some back. What happened? I mean, before we go into that, who, as I said earlier, I want to humanize those who don't know this. We got a close connection with y'all family, but the lines of airways are open. We got international listener audience, people all over the world listening in. Tell us, you know what I'm saying, who we talking about, you know what I'm saying, so we can relate to it, you know what I'm saying, so we get our ears open, our hearts open, and let us know what's code red, what needs to be done, and just so we can be up to speed on what's happening.
Devonna Walker was a 29-year-old mother of three. She is the baby girl of LaShawn. Her life was taken by her neighbor. She and the neighbor was constantly interacting in a bad way with each other. And on this day, this man, on video, we have video of it, him saying that he's going to kill her. Her life was taken, and she has left behind three children. So what we need is for this to become known so that the persons can be held responsible.
So, mm-hmm.
To my knowledge, these people were taken in, questioned, and released. And it is said that the police have put them up in a hotel, hiding them out. They have not come and talk to my sister regarding her daughter, the death of her daughter. They have not said anything to her.
How old is Devonna? 29 years old. How old are the children?
14, 7, and 2 months.
2 months?
Yes. 2 boys, 1 girl. The baby is a girl. These children are without their mother.
So, okay, she's 29 years old. Again, y'all, those just tuning in with us, y'all, we're talking about, I made a mistake earlier. I might have said Des Moines, but this is Cedar Rapids.
No, this is Cedar Rapids, Iowa. This happened in the Cambridge townhome.
Cambridge. I need y'all to Google, type that town in.
Townhome.
Cambridge townhomes. To a Devonna Walker.
Yes, on the north. It's on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids.
Okay.
This was on July 2nd. This happened a day before her mom's birthday. This is how her mother.
Take your time. Yeah. Okay, y'all. We talking about Devonna Walker, y'all. Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I think three, four hours outside of Chicago. 29 years old, 3 children. The clip I did. My fault. Go ahead, sis.
There is going to be a protest on Saturday. To my knowledge, Miss Janice, longtime family friend, and you all are coming up.
Yeah.
And on the arrangements have been made for the 21st.
Okay. I'm posting out of town tomorrow. I'm working on getting in and out and right back here for Saturday morning. We got people just get y'all here to let you know, sis. This word is traveling already. As we speak, Mark Clemens, he was one of the brothers that was tortured in Chicago on death row. Mm. He's been the word, you know what I'm saying? We got Cassandra Greer, Widow Nicholas Leader, you know what I'm saying? They left the daddy. Really, they killed him in the Cook County Jail. LaShawn Walker, got people tapping in as we let you know. I know a lot of times we get some places and we go through situations we feel like we isolated. But the word is getting out. I'm getting phone calls from different people. And I talked to Janice early this morning. So I need, you know, say, let's use this social media, y'all, to work in our benefit. I know a lot of times we can joke and make, you know, and pass stuff on social media, different challenges and all that. Devonna Walker, we want this tag somebody with this. We want you to
call Cedar Rapids Police Department. Make them give her some answers. She has not heard anything. She don't know anything. Call the police station. Make them give her some answers.
Cedar Rapids Police Department. We need call-ins. We need call-ins. And I'm not talking about doing business hours 9 to 5. I'm talking about 24/7. I know all of us got unlimited phone service now. Cedar Rapids Police Department. If someone can pull that number for me while I'm on the air, I appreciate that. Cedar, C-E-D-A-R, space, R-A-P-I-D-S, Police Department. See if we can get a number for that. Okay, Brother Mark Clemens says, yeah, okay, I hey, right?
A cash app to help out with her children. They going to need some help. That's L-U-V-V-O-N-N-A-1.
Hold on. Say it. And you know what? I would say it, and then who else? None of your family was on that. Somebody can tap to put this in on the line when she said. Say it one more time, sis.
The police number is
319-892-6100. That's the Cedar Rapids Police Department. You know, saying all that. You know, they close. Line busy. We read out. We can get that, Mark. I'm in agreement with you on that, Brother Mark. The mayor, I don't know the mayor. Let's find out. The mayor, Cedar Rapids. Also, we want to call this every official. I don't know how they got to set up aldermen or whatever. And as she said just now, okay, right on. You know, give me we get that mayor number coming also.
She has a GoFundMe page.
Okay.
Give us that
and the Cash App.
Cash App is L-U-V.
L is an B. L, like love. Love, L.
Love. L-U-V.
L. U-V.
V-O-N-N-A, number one. Love,
number
one.
Is that a dollar sign in front of the LUV or just the, okay, Cash App? Okay, it's a dollar sign first, right? LUVV
ENNA
one more. You say
no.
Okay, right. LUVVONNA. LUVVONNA one. Dollar sign first. Three children. I feel like I'm tripping. I feel kind of old. That's Sean's grandchildren. Okay, man. I'm thinking this is gonna put stuff in. Context. It's something, man. You know what I'm saying? That's they grandchildren. Okay, man. That's the Cash App again. Three children. She had two sons. And this is the daughter that just has 2 months old. They haven't given no response, you know what I'm saying? And even the funds. And you see how different other communities, they come together. What's this? Go look at the GoFundMe page if you can't get his name. The police that killed Mike Brown, in Ferguson. They had the white community in particular, a big fundraiser for him and everything, you know, to make sure his family was straight and everything, you know. So you have three children now, and also you got the GoFundMe. You know, what's the GoFundMe? How did you find that?
Good question. The GoFundMe, if you put in her name, it says three children left without a mother. Three children left without a mother.
And her name is spelled D. Give me the name correct. Spelling of her name.
Davonna. D A B O N N A. Last name Walker. W A L K E R.
Okay, Davonna. Y'all forgive me. Earlier I was saying Davonna. Okay, Davonna Walker, y'all. And that's make sure you get the right one. That's on GoFundMe. You know what I'm saying? Okay. They just posted up on both pages. Put that up on Instagram, Facebook, y'all. These that we got the police department's number. Mark or somebody, even the mayor, we want to do some like get some real background, some history.
My apologies, I misspelled her name. D-E-V-O-N-N-A.
Right. Yeah, you got me over there. Yeah, I'm gonna beat myself up. Okay, scratch.
No, that's me.
Scratch that, okay, all right. That's okay. Y'all scratch the L. Now one more time. D.
No. D E V O N N A Walker.
D E V O N.
N A.
N A.
Last name Walker.
Devonna Walker. Devonna Walker. Okay, right on. Okay. All right. So Devonna Walker. Now, so with that Cash App, is that still, did we spell that right?
The Cash App was accurate. Lovana
cool. 1. Cool. I see T.O. keep calling. Somebody text him and tell him I need to call in the radio station directly because he keep calling me. I'm scared of this phone. I'm going to lose my son. Okay, yeah. But if they call this number, I'm going to lose them on this, right? Yeah. Okay, so we can start, let me reiterate, we're not just talking about in the business hours, you know, people you call someplace and say, well, our offices are closed right now, call tomorrow at 9 o'clock, no, hit this, when did this happen, what day did this happen?
January 2nd.
January 2nd.
Approximately 6:30 p.m.
January 2nd. Today the 11th. We ain't got no response, no order. Okay, we got to, Chairman Fred would say, we got to move fast. We got to move organized, y'all. I got to make some calls. I got to get my trip shut. I'm supposed to be out of town, but I got to work on getting in and getting back here so we can get on top of this here. Yeah, day after New Year's, Mark Clemens. Yeah, so we want to get this through the grapevine, to the barbershops, the pool halls, social media. Tag somebody with it, you know what I'm saying? Get the picture. Again, I think I had somebody send me three children, and this is something that, you know what I'm saying, I want to say flood them, even the press, that whatever contact they got in that press.
Cedar Rapids police number. I got a new number, 319.
Okay, this is a different number.
319-286.
319-286.
5491.
5491. Are both of those numbers good?
I just got pulled this one up. This is the police number.
Okay.
The other one was the sheriff. The other number was for the sheriff.
All right, we ain't tripping. Six and eight. We all of them. Okay, yeah. The sheriff, the deputy, all the officials up there. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, man. The white shirts, everybody. We ain't set tripping. This is the northeast part of Cedar Rapids. Man, this matter of fact, I'm not tripping. Call in the Iowa period, so they can say, listen, that ain't us. That's Cedar Rapids. Let them flush out who done it. You know what I'm saying? Let the more Iowa take a position. Say, man, we had nothing to do with that. That's another district or whatever the case may be. Some got to give.
Right.
Some has got to give, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Those who say they can't be up there in person, man, of nothing, man, those call-ins, it plays a role. Those call-ins, spread this, repost the information. They call them for assistance. Again, you got three children, y'all. As we said, the people's pain reflects, y'all. Real talk, y'all. This is Cedar Rapids, a 3 or 4 hour drive, y'all. And it's more and more information coming out, you know what I'm saying? We're going to push it, man. Real talk. We're going to push it. So stay in contact. Also, we're working on getting up there Saturday. And I think they're talking about the funeral. I'll say you're looking at the 21st for the funeral services.
21st.
Yeah, put that on y'all calendars also, you know what I'm saying? We know already, y'all, you know what I'm saying, it cuts. It hurts, you know what I'm saying? Left out there, the dog, I was on 10. It's everything political, but it cuts. So we need y'all to get it. I want to sign those youngsters that particularly on TikToks and all that. What's his sister's name in particular? His young sister's name in particular. I'm going to give word to her. She's good with these TikToks. I want her to repost this. Everybody repost this. So y'all get, let's go to work. I want you, the social media, the Twitter team, all that, to flood this. Those numbers, the sheriff number, the police number, the mayor's contact. You're talking about justice for Devonna Walker. Exclamation point. Hashtag it. Repost it. Justice for Devonna Walker, y'all. See the, what happened. See the, go look at the article that was printed, and we want to go online and submit articles. So submit, you know, so we want to know why ain't nobody charged for this? Why this dude? They said they got a hotel stay. Mm-hmm. That's in the rest of the white people. Like, man, you just go, you get a free hotel. Mm-hmm. They shut them in a hotel. Talk, they worry about their safety. You live direct on Free 'Em All Radio, y'all. Real talk. Okay, my man, Mark Clippers, said he called the mayor on Monday. Okay, keep us posted, man. Right on. Man, they're going to try to give us the, they say in the political field, they're going to try to filibuster us. You know what I'm saying? Give us the runaround, they investigate, check up. Well, while they investigate, we're going to keep the pressure on, y'all. Real talk. Give us, if you can, Samantha, anything, that, you know what I'm saying, something about her, something that, you know, that made her unique that sticks out of your mind, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a memory of, you know what I'm saying?
She had a smile that would warm up a room. Devonna can walk in the room and them cheeks and that smile and the room is lit up.
Did. I heard I said to her mother say she had two boys and she was looking forward to the girl, huh? The last one she had, said she was looking forward to finally having the girl, huh? Yeah.
Finally had their girl.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, you know, hey, you know, let them know, man. Give them a hug for all of us, man. We on it, you know, for them, for our people in general, man. Real talk, you know. We on it, yeah.
There was an article released in on a blog called Medium by Rosalind Morris, and I just sent that posting to you in your Facebook.
Okay, perfect.
With all the information in it. That has a lot of information.
Okay. I'm gonna get that. Yeah, we're gonna get our research team. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we get different information, you know what I'm saying, like history, like, you know, she's supposed to put in some requests to get moved before. We want to really bring some light to what's happening here, because a lot of times these little places, they can do their moves in the dark. But this great visionary, Minister Huey P. Newton, said that they love to perform their treachery in the dark. We're going to turn the lights on. We, you know what I'm saying, they ain't going to get famous, they're going to get infamous. I'm talking about everything. All the records, we're going to see the rappers, I'm talking about, hey, If the spotlight that's gonna be shown down on them, that if they feel these jokers who they had now is worth it, so be it. Though I'm told, man, hey, we leaving no stone unturned. You know what I'm saying? Doing a background history on the whole lick. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know, so we leave no stone unturned.
That's right.
What is the lick? What did I just see? Okay, Lynn County Attorney, see the rappers police chief release joint statement on Devonna Walker. Okay. That's the name of the county. Lynn County Attorney.
Lynn County.
Okay, and they released a joint statement. Okay, on the investigation. We see the rapper. Okay, I got the mayor's number also. Right on, Brother Mark. Right on, people. That's what I'm talking about. This is our best resource. This is what we could do until we go to work, man. You know what I'm saying? See the rapper's the mayor. Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell. Man, Tiffany O'Donnell's call number is, again, the area code 319-286-5051. Again, that's area code 319-286-5051. That's the mayor, you know what I'm saying? And we call him from Canada, we got New Louisiana, Chicago, we hear about this all over. We have some, you know what I'm saying, we have some serious concerns, you know what I'm saying, and people all over the world is talking about this here, and we want, you know what I'm saying, CBS did a story. Okay, I'll read. Okay, did a story. Okay, let's call. We want some more. We still this blatant contradiction in us, and these cats getting these hotel rooms, and you know, and just and with the, again, I mentioned earlier the Trayvon Martin, you know what I'm saying, case with Zimmerman, you know what I'm saying. This dude, he say he neighborhood safety, whatever. He felt cocky enough just because just to vamp on the brother, you know what I'm saying. And this is the arrogance that people feel like they do what they will with us, you know what I'm saying. You can't do, you know what I'm saying. You can't do nothing. They take you in for a dog longer than that, you know what I'm saying. As opposed to taking you in and out. So again, we want those call-ins to go directly in to those to the sheriff, the police chief, the mayor, in regards to, again, Devonna Walker, you know what I'm saying? And if you any questions you got, tell me, you know, so you call in the office, you know what I'm saying? You try to find out more information. We hearing about this. We heard this screams, and this stuff way over in Louisiana or wherever else you at, y'all. And hashtag, again, justice for Devonna Walker, justice for them all. Justice for Devonna Walker, justice for them all. We got some major heavy hitters tapping in with us, y'all. You know, people who got some firsthand experience on how they get out, how the system gets down. And, people's pain reflects requested something. Okay, yo. We on it, Brother Mark. Yep, on it. Yes, indeed. We live the record free on my radio, y'all. Making this and taking this and taping this to y'all. So, anything else you want to add to us? And let the whole family know this airway. We on here every Wednesday. Y'all can call in and any information y'all got. We here for y'all. And I'm gonna get you my direct line. I'm talking to some of the other family already, but we here for you. So we here for y'all.
Yeah, because we want justice, a conviction, and charges ASAP.
And y'all people saying, y'all heard that live and direct, y'all. You know what I'm saying? This is the family members again. Devonna Walker. Y'all make sure y'all support y'all can. Again, January 2nd. Today is the 11th. You know what I'm saying? They still giving them run around. You know what I'm saying? Today is the 11th. You know? Real talk. My condolences. So Saturday, yo, anytime, anywhere. So again, tell out the call every Wednesday we have. I gotta make a move to another part of the country tomorrow. I'm gonna get them to bring me back in. This is for Saturday, y'all. Saturday up there, so people can know this is trans. This is when past the geographical line for Cedar Rapids. Speaking of Iowa,
she went to the police department, and they haven't even given her a police report yet regarding her daughter's death.
Wow. Saturday. Let me, Mark. Let me check in. Let me phone tag with Janice tomorrow. I'm gonna post it for sure. We're gonna see. I think they work on the van right now. I think Janice they say work on the van. Let me, the brother just tapped in. He wanna know what time Saturday. Do we have a time set for the mobilization up there? Do we have a time set for the protest up there? Do you know, Samantha?
No, I don't have a time for
protest
yet.
Okay, I'm gonna phone tag with Jennifer. I'm gonna see what time I can get back in. Get right back in. Mark, give me a minute. We're gonna get on top of that time ASAP. And again, y'all, the funeral service is off. Okay.
So what's your funeral service? Primo, Brother Kevin.
All right. Primo, come in.
Primo, we have Sister Tyree Pettis on the line as well.
Okay, right on. Again, another member of the Pettis family online. Again, we talking about the case of Devonna Walker, y'all. Welcome, sis. Again, let me say our condolences to you, to the entire family. Welcome, sis.
Yes.
Chill.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. I see Tasha just tapped in too. We've been brought up to speed, you know what I'm saying, a little bit, you know, so some basics. And people calling in, we done put out some calls already, y'all, in regards to what's Devonna to you? What's that? Are you?
That's my little cousin.
That's your little cousin.
Mm-hmm.
We put out some basic calls. We just, you know what I'm saying, about the move for Saturday and everything, but We want to open up so people who weren't fortunate enough to know her. You know, y'all in the same age range? You and her?
No.
No, okay. Well, just wrap with us, you know what I'm saying, a little bit about her if you can. You know what I'm saying? Because only the limited information that some people got is the article. But we didn't give us the stuff, though. I just want that to be it. You know what I'm saying? You know, we know she just had the baby girl. She had three children. But just what memories, you know what I'm saying, you got if you open the sham with us, you know, with your cousin?
From what I know, you know, we live in separate towns, so I'm not, like, too much familiar with her. I mean, but I know she's like, the same age with my daughter. My daughter got a close relationship. They're both 29 years old, so they pretty much shared a good relationship together. Of course, I'm in Chicago and she's in Iowa, but, I mean, anybody, no matter who they is, she's a young parent with three kids that didn't deserve her life to be taken away from her like that.
Real talk. How did you hear about this? How your daughter, how y'all hear about this?
I heard from my sister. My sister called me, and I called my daughter and gave her the news.
Yeah. I see Tasha jumped. Tasha just tapped in with us, too. Well, you know what I'm saying? Again, reiterate to everybody, you know what I'm saying, that we got people, you know what I'm saying, those who didn't even know, did not know her, you know what I'm saying, that y'all family got, you know what I'm saying, long standing with a lot of us, you know what I'm saying, including in particular me, you know what I'm saying, D. Floyd, that was my man. We go back, and I know y'all been doing a lot in the family, you know what I'm saying, as of late, but we got some heavy hitters, you know what I'm saying, who get out on the battlefield, you know what I'm saying, some names who challenge the system up in Chicago, who don't buckle down for Chicago, so surely for the buckle down for Cedar Rapids, you know what I'm saying, so. They want to give us a runaround. You know, they can't find this net out. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna do what we do. You know, so we're gonna, you know, not make them famous, make them infamous. You know what I'm saying? So we got unlimited phone service. We on them call ins, all that. You know what I'm saying? We got people listening in right now, Louisiana, California. You know what I'm saying? All over. So we want to reiterate to all these young, the people on the social media. Tie this in with every discussion, you know what I'm saying? Just with Devonna Walker, people ask the question, like, who is she at? We want to tap in with the pictures, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing some historical back, some historical check on Iowa in general, you know what I'm saying? The Black Panther, I don't know if you know my history. I'm chairing the Black Panther Party Cubs, and the Black Panthers, I think they had a headquarters in Des Moines. Their headquarters blew up. And so I know one thing, two things was certain. Them people that see the rappers, they know our history. If they don't, they're going to get to know it. We got y'all back like a backpack and tear like a bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
So, you know, we put the word out, so we be on this as we speak, you know what I'm saying? So, before Saturday, you know what I'm saying, get that, reiterate to everybody, y'all flood this, the call-in numbers, the cash out, you know what I'm saying, again, she gets three children, you know, yeah, and the GoFundMe thing. That's right, Sister Tosh, we will not rest in justice serve. That's right, we own it, real talk. So, yeah, I'm supposed to let people know we here every Wednesday, and any of them, you know what I'm saying, and we know more and more information is coming out, you know what I'm saying, and we want to let people know whatever information they can, you know what I'm saying, contact us, you know what I'm saying, the family, we'll get this word out, you know what I'm saying, we need all the support we can on this here, and this ain't no thing, we just say, okay, it happened an hour, that got to do with me, that's on the northeast side of town, we had a saying, we say, when one of us get hit on the west side, we ride, once get on the east side, we ride, and we see the people paying reflects in that. And it's some stuff, some footage. A lot of stuff that ain't even really came out. And believe me, y'all, it hurt. It hurt. You see this stuff, you know what I'm saying? Latency of it, you know how it went down, what went down. It hurts. It hurts. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. It hurts. he's hard. Real talk. Real talk. So, yeah, so the Pettis family is love. It's love, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how the DVR know what I'm talking about, man. I'm just, some people heard that, I'm talking about, man, you know, some cats are calling, cats are calling me from the words all through the penitentiary, you know what I mean? Cats are calling from the joints and everywhere, you know? Real talk. And, man, I know whoever talked to Ty, man, yeah, man, my condolences too, man, yeah. Yeah, real talk. Yeah, please, let me know, yeah, man. I know it's been back to back with some things, but give my love again. We on it. We live direct, y'all. We need y'all to put this case out there, repost it, go on all social media, you know, and flood on them. I don't care. And Sunday service, you know, Sunday service. Deacon say any announcements? Yeah, man. It's Devon the Walk, but the barbershop. We're talking about, you know, saying tied in. Y'all know a good thing called the code of culture. I need some rappers to start putting their song. You know what I'm saying? Tie it in your lyrics. We ain't just talking about this. You know what I'm saying? Wait till this election time comes. Flood this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, call the mayor. We got the mayor number up there too. Yeah. The mayor, all that. Yeah, and I don't know if they got a city. Or we gonna find out about it. All of us have it. They got to set up the mayor, the sheriff. We got all the numbers posted, y'all. So go back and pull them up. Oh, man, right on these things. Yeah. Man, we live and direct, y'all. 929-477-3785. Call in with your thoughts, what you think. You know, say how you can support. You know, say I'm gonna phone tag with Janice tonight and see what time she's talking about. Roll up there. I gotta get back up into Chicago. You know, so they come on in and get some of the Black Panther Party Cubs. We on deck. The Cubs, the community. You know, we rolling. Nephew, I see you in the building, man. Just for Devon, I need y'all to put that up there on y'all pages, man. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, if I can get that picture, just if nothing else, so give me this to tomorrow noon at least. If y'all can get y'all profile picture with on there for a minute, you know what I'm saying? That picture of her with that article on the Free of My Radio. See if we can get them profile pics with that up there, or her picture and the children. Get that. Let's put them profile pics, y'all. To at least tomorrow, let's roll with it, y'all. Let's push this. Let's put on your profile pic. Yeah, Facebook profile pic. And Devonna Walker. Let's roll it. Let's flood it, y'all. Real talk.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. Okay, that's a new article, Mark Clements. Is that old article? That's okay. This another article. All the press you're going to get, you know what I'm saying? And then let's flood their press with, you know what I'm saying, about the correct narrative, too, why. You know, because a lot of times they're going to run what they can run with. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or it's a new article. Just, okay, somebody just, Mark, I don't know if y'all listening, sis, if y'all just hear me on the radio or y'all on my Facebook page also. But Mark, go look on Mark Clemens. He just posted this came out today. It's another article just came out. We'll keep all the press and see whatever press we can send them out the narrative of what's going down. You know what I'm saying? Because they'll, for lack of a better term, they'll whitewash it. You know, they'll whitewash it. You know, so they get through, they'll flip the script that the white family that killed them, they'll end up being the victims around here. You know what I'm saying? They get through flipping the script. You know what I'm saying? People talking about supporting them. So again, we got to be on our job. You know what I'm saying? We'll be on our P's and Q's with this one, y'all. Push the line. Real talk.
Real talk.
We on the countdown, y'all. Free on my radio, y'all. Okay, we'll flood channel 257, all of them. I don't care. They say with that, other press, other cities. I don't care. They say, well, that's Iowa. I ain't gonna do Iowa. We better make the connection. Call it Des Moines. Let Des Moines flush them out. Put the pressure on them too, y'all. Live and direct on Free on my radio, y'all. Make history, take history, and take my history. Again, I need them we need them profile pics. Let's flip the script on them profile pics, y'all. I got a picture over on the top page on the free on my profile pic. That's her right there with that newsroom article. You know what I'm saying? Let's give it to at least give me. Let's go far up there. Give me at least some noon to tomorrow. Let's put a picture up on that. You know what I'm saying? With a profile pic, Devonna Walker, y'all. Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Justin for Devonna Walker. Hashtag it, tweet it, put it out, and get them call in numbers in. You know what I'm saying? We got the sheriff number. We got the police number. We got the mask. Call in. You know what I'm saying? The people's pain reflects. Believe me, y'all find out more details about this here, it hurts.
You got any information with legal help you can send to us, let me know.
Okay, let me reiterate that call. Listen in, we need some legal assistance, y'all. We need legal assistance on that. You know what I'm saying? We need them on ASAP. So, okay, we need legal assistance. We need people on deck to put the road out there. We need legal assistance, y'all. Give us a call ASAP. I'm going to connect with your sis ASAP. We need any potential lawyers, whatever, come on deck too. We need feet on the ground. We need, you know what I'm saying? We need people, the drivers, all that. You know what I'm saying? Come on, make them people can make some sandwiches, make a field trip, make take a road trip. You know what I'm saying? City Rapids, Iowa, y'all. Let our presence be known. Going for the Pettis family, going for the Farm Walker, y'all. Real talk. Okay, so we live and direct, y'all. Free My Radio. So we on it, y'all. It's another
right,
episode. Okay. Okay, so I'm gonna check back in after they bounce me out of here tonight or tomorrow morning. I live out of suitcase. I don't know where they're gonna have me yet, but I know I'm gonna work on getting back in. I'm gonna hit Janice up, see what time we're making that move. You know, so make it happen. Tasha, tell Janice I'm gonna hit up tonight to see what time. I think she's gonna be getting the van. So let me know time Saturday so I can work on me getting back in so I can catch that ride too. Man, yeah. It's people's paying respect. We're about to close on out, y'all. Okay, so sis, we love y'all. We got y'all back like a backpack and check like a bulletproof vest. I'm gonna reiterate that call again. Anybody with any assistance on legal assistance, y'all make sure y'all get the contacts to us, y'all. Real talk. Okay. So I need to contact
you.
All right.
Thank you.
Anytime, anywhere, family. We love y'all, sis. Tasha. Stay on there. Contact Janice. We're trying to get that van together for Saturday. Y'all say for Saturday. Let me work on we getting in and out and get back here. Steve out there. Cedar Rapids. Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Google Devonna Walker. I keep on. All I see is Pettis. I keep thinking anybody Pettis. It's the Pettis family, though. See what I'm saying? Bottle Walker. Type that in. Yeah. Man. Okay. We got to close out. Give me your name one more time, little brother.
Artism.
Now, what you got going on? And you got events going on? We can touch down with you or contacts. If people can check out what you got, you know what I'm saying? Let me thank you for coming in. I'll get you come on again. And we're going to talk, I want to do like a more in-depth discussion. Comrade Stan told about autism and other different dynamics that impact our community. Because again, y'all, we be deprived of these assessments, y'all. And there's so much talent and so much geniusness in our community that, you know what I'm saying, that we be missing. And you know, we deprived of, you know what I'm saying, even our physical health. That's not, you know what I'm saying? We just told, okay, that's it. Like, you know, a lot of them, we don't deal with doctors or none of this stuff, you know what I'm saying? But it's, he learned music just through sound, you know what I'm saying? And I think about some of the artists, like, man, killing on a read music, whatever. You like, and they tell like, even how certain attributes of you is more, what's the word I'm looking for? In tune, you know what I'm saying? Your talents and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So what do you and tap in, Mama? You want to tap in with us? What do you have? What's guess me? Vince come to? We can support come to?
Yes. So what's going on? Thank you for having us, Sherman Fred. Thank you so much. And condolences to the family too, as well out there. What you were speaking of on, I can relate to that with my mom. That's a different story. But what's going on with my son? His name is Shakar, and the ISM stands for autism. He was diagnosed with autism at the age of 4 years old. And he was told that he would not be able to communicate, he would not be able to drive or anything like that. So me and his father, we didn't take that what the doctors told us. They wanted us to give him more medications and everything like that. And I believe in strong prayers, Chairman Fred. So I didn't accept that. And that's just my divine faith, what I believe in. I'm not telling anyone else to do what we did as parents, because you can do what you want to do with your children, especially with autism. There's all different levels of autism. But at the age of 4 years old, it was very hard struggle for him all the way up until like grammar school to high school and so on as well, he would have police officers actually come and take him out to school. And he was only like 4 or 5 years old. We're looking like that's something's not right. So at that time, I did not know what autism was until one of the teachers told us what autism was. So we kind of did our investigation and everything like that. Me and his father, we went to different schools. So at that time, the school had set him back. And we looked like, wait a minute, he's not an educator. He can do this work. So I had a law student at that time, but I really didn't know too much about that. But to speed it up, by 8 years old, discovered that he was playing all different instruments by ear. So I even put a harmonica in his hand and everything just to be funny and looking like, wow. And as he began to get older, he began to read music and play other instruments. But everything that the doctors told us that he couldn't do and the teachers told us that he couldn't do, he can do it. Actually, he's driving right now. It's just his communication skills. With autism, it's like a brain chemical that's in the mind that makes you talk slower than others. He knows what he wants to say, but doesn't come directly out his mouth. But what makes him special is we're on a lot of different platforms, Chairman Fred, right now. He's opening up this Sunday for Bone Thugs and Harmony, and he writes his own music. He has a song called AUT, which I would love for the world to hear. Also, I know you guys are familiar with the legend Common Sense. He's behind him. He's had said he has a success story. He just recently aired on Power 92. That's why we wanted to come on this platform to show you his talents, too, as well. And to spread it on all different platforms because we have been offered to be on WGN. We reached out to Steve Harvey, Tyler Perry, Jennifer Hudson. There are so many different platforms say about his story, what they said he couldn't do. And I let him talk for himself to explain himself so that you can understand him with his autism. And that's what makes him so unique. You want to say anything, baby?
No. One of my songs that I used to sing was Open My Heart by Yolanda Adams. And then another thing I remember is that I remember when I was at this place with my daycare teacher. And we were outside. She had her radio on, and there was a song that came on. It's a Luther Vandross song called I believe it's "Excuse Me, Mister," or "Can I Take You Out Tonight?" But I do remember singing that song.
Where is he at Sunday?
He's at the Harold Washington Cultural Center. He'll be opening for Bone Thugs and Harmony, Crucial Conflict, Shauna, and so many other artists will be there in the building.
That's Sunday, what time?
And the time, I believe the doors open at 5 o'clock.
You should have told me 4 o'clock. I'll be late every time. But I'm going to get up there and check you out. Yeah, you know.
Yes, I want great men like yourself to be there to mentor him. As I was talking to Common Sense, you know, him, he's a legend, basically telling him that I want him to be in the right hands. There's so many different labels that want him because he is the first black man that's 21 years old of his age that's an advocate for autism and telling his story and going out there and not being afraid to tell his story. There are so many things that he has been through with autism. One story, he was at school, this young boy pulled his pants down in the hallway, embarrassing him. And, you know, he overcame that. And now he's in school right now. He goes to school downtown with his college called SAE. And you have to take a test to get in school. He passed the test the first time he took it. He has 2 full scholarships, one at Howard University and one at Pound Bluff, Arkansas. That's why I said when people said that he couldn't do it,
yeah,
he can do it. He has an upcoming show for this autism program that's in, I believe that's in Michigan. He has one next month at the Phyllis Tower. And he has so many other shows that he's doing. Also, I'm working on his clothing line right now. It's called AUT, and it stands for autism, that he actually patterned himself. So I'm going forth with this. It's not just with artism. I feel like God has given him a gift, and I feel like there's a greatness in him, and I'm preparing him for his future because being a young man at 21 years old with the diagnosis that he has, it's a big world out there. I said that mom and dad is not guaranteed to be on this earth, and I want him to be able to work for himself and to do things himself. It's not just about the music or anything, but I want him to explain himself and to help others with the diagnosis that he has.
Is it a social media contact that you get like a list of his events or something like that?
Yes, he has some social media. He just recently did it himself. He does all his graphics. He does all his designs. He produces all his music.
Yeah.
Saves me money.
Yeah.
He does his EPK. He does.
Hold on. What's EPK? You didn't pass me up on that.
He plays every instrument by ear.
Wow.
He produces his own music, his background. He mixes and masters. So that's why I said with his artism, there's a story behind him because he has gifts with that. And that's why we tapped into it. That's why I'm on your platform because I had to come and tell you. I'm looking like chairman.
He grew up in Chicago?
Yes, he grew up here in Chicago.
And just being black, period, you know, it's rough already, you know what I'm saying? And I just want, you know, just stay and connect. We've been tracking the studio stuff in the Hampton House too, though, man. I do some spoken words. We have to have you come and do some music, some tracks and stuff for me. EPK, tell me why EPK, my press kit. But man, right on to you, brother. Let me tell you this quote too. You talked about, I want us to hear this too. Like you say, he's communication. It make, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stephen Biko, I don't know if y'all heard of Stephen Biko?
Oh, yes, and I wanted to mention that where he gets his talent from. I'm the great niece of Duke Ellington.
Okay.
This is his father.
Respect, pleasure to meet y'all. I know we're on the countdown, right?
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Closing time? Yes. Okay.
But we thank you for
listening
on your platform.
Well, thank y'all. This father right here? Mm-hmm. Respect, brother. Okay, man. Clinch Fist salute to the son, man. Thank y'all. And we here every Wednesday, Free My Radio, man. And let me say this quote, too. Stephen Biko said, black people in particular must grasp the ability to distinguish intelligence from the ability to articulate.
Mm.
Stephen Biko said, black people in particular must grasp the ability let me show that. I be talking so fast.
I got you.
The ability to articulate, and I just want to say right on. I respect and appreciate. You know what I'm saying? It ain't. I know it ain't no easy road, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to come through that Sunday too, man. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna get us a studio at the Hampton House to come do some things over there too, though, man.
You know,
but right on. She listening in too. Yeah, she listening in.
Hey, mama.
Yes, indeed.
You have our pictures.
Right on. So we here, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, yeah, let's stay connected and respect, man. Right on, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Commend y'all. Yeah. Y'all, we got a lot to do, man. I know we been here. We're going to tap on up out of here. You know what I'm saying? But keep y'all heads up, eyes open, and fists clenched. Y'all, another episode. I'm glad you brought you stepped in. What's your name again, brother?
My name is Al.
Yeah. Respect. I'm real big about that, too. It's important. I feel like Courtney B. Vance Angela Bassett, that's important to show like our families too, though. You know what I'm saying? Mother and father. You know what I'm saying? Right on. Probably. Okay. Right on. Respect. Okay. Y'all, you tune in another episode of Freeway. Y'all know we got our homework assignments again. It's been the spirit of making history, taking history, taking history. Y'all, yeah. For now, give me your name again, brother.
Shakari Ism.
In the building, Justice Devonna Walker, Justice Lamar. Here's the Basil Fitz Clinch, y'all. What's called Free 'em All. Right on.
Imagine if you could go back. Actually talk to the motherfuckers that came. I mean, the first motherfuckers that came in the slave.
Excuse me.
No.
Back to everything you owe, no longer oppressed. Cause now we overflow those that placed us in this rotten mess. Let the real strategy and pick out enemies. Why? Who stands accused of the abuse? My own kind of why? disregarding what you're thinking, but you must abandon ship, cause once I rip your whole shit is sinking. Supreme ideology, you claim the whole, claiming that we all drug dealers with empty souls. That used to set me to roll, commit the violence in the midst of an act of war. Witnesses left silent, child, black talent style, thoughts I throw. It remains in your brain, then of course it grows, baby. Even your babies can produce and rise. Picture a life where black babies can survive past five. But we must have hope, quoting the reverend from the pulpit. Refuse to turn the other cheek, we must defeat the evil culprit. Lace me with words of destruction and I'll explode. But supply me with the will to survive and watch the world grow. This ain't about talking about problems, I bring solution with the restitution. Stipulated through the Constitution. You violated, now I'm back to haunt your night. Listen to the scream of the lives you sacrificed. And in case you don't know, ghetto born black seeds still grow. We coming back for everything you owe.
How do you plead, Mr. Shakur? How do you plead?
How do I plead?
Yes, sir.
How do you plead?
You know how I plead.
Come on! Not guilty on the grounds of insanity, it was them and me. Busting at my innocent family, say they looking for keys. I was home alone, blind to the prelude. Busting, talking about where is the Quaaludes. What you say, fool? Where in the hell is the search warrant? No feedback is what he uttered. Before he screamed, nigga, motherfucker, drop me to my knees. I proceed to bleed, suffering a rain of blows to my hands and knees. Well, I survive as God watching. I grab his gat and bust his self-defense, my only option. God damn. Now they got me going to the county jail, and my family can't pay this outrageous bail. Try to offer me a deal, they told me if I swear, move me and my people to a mansion in Brazil, not me. So this is how it is, no friends. I'll be stressed and they just repossess my bins. Told the judge it was self-defense, he won't listen. So I'm bumping into federal prison, giving everything I owe.